Okay, Leon Nishas, Rechel Perbas, and Moshe, Shvisha, Pesach, Tovshin, Pei Aleph. The Indian we're going to talk about is that Kriyas Yamsuf is Lenetzach. Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting the sea, is eternal. This Hasemes tells us that Shvisha, Pesach, Tovresh, Lamed Beis, Kemosh, and Nishar Nes, Kriyas Yamsuf, the Doros. Just like we know Kriyas Yamsuf was forever. Kemosh, Omen, Zman, Cheresenu, we call Pesach, Zman, Cheresenu. The same way we call Pesach Zman Chiruseinu, the same way Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvil Shel Pesach, and Achron Shel Pesach, they give off the Emuna and the Yira, they be able to see and recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu is eternal as well. And this is not just the Sfas Emes, this is the Shach Al HaTorah as well. If you look in Parshas Peshalach, in the Shira, it says, Vayomru Leimor, Ashir La Hashem Ki Gamal Alai. So what's this Lashon, Vayomru Leimor? They said, saying, says the Shach al Taira, Vayomru al Hanisim Shenasu Lahem Lasha. They sang on the miracles that happened for them then. Laymor al Nisim Shenasu Lisobchol Dover Dor. Laymor, they were singing on the praises, on the miracles that were going to happen in every single generation going forward. So we see that at the end of the day, from the Sfasemech and the Shach al Taira, that when it comes to Shvi Shal Pesach, there is something that is not just a historical fact, but it's something that continuations every year. There's a continuation. It's something that it's eternal. It's nitzchias. Like the Kiddush Levi says, during that time, during these days, it's the same ore that comes down on Chanukah and Purim. The same, the Amuna and the Yira and the Nisim, the flows that come down, came down once at Kriyas Yamsuf, happens again and again every single year. And this is also codified and specified also by the Belzer Rebbe and the Dibros Kodesh. And the Belzer Rebbe says, why do you have to have so many miracles? Vayir Ma'oid, what's pshat? Says the Belzer Rebbe, V'sibas ha'nisim me'al ha'tava eina ma'avuram. It wasn't just for that generation. It wasn't just for Klal Yisrael by Yamsuf. Ela avur ha'doros ha'boim. It's for everyone. The Klal Yisrael in 2021, Tavshin Pei Aleph. That at the end of the day they should remember that the same way the Rabbanu Shalom went above and beyond nature and Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring miracles then, the Rabbanu Shalom can and will bring miracles now. The Rabbanu Shalom didn't just bring miracles to show miracles in the Torah. He was to show Klal Yisrael that forever and ever the Rabbanu Shalom is there and can go to Ma'alim Yateva. And this is something that the Belzer Rebbe said, and this is something also that the Chazim Sofer writes in his drashos. Yesh Lahavin, says the Chasam Sofer. Tof Reish Samach Tes in the Amid Bez, if you want to look in the Joshua's. Yesh Lahavin. Nema Yisrael Ba'osa Shah Yer Gedoyla. Vah Shahay Mitzrayim Yisad Echav Yam Mitzad Hasheni. Halo Ro Asub Gedoyla Shah Asal Hashem Mitzrayim. Hay Palami Hashem Shebar Yam Ba'osha Shemar Lahem Ba'yibosh Shevako Zatzim Boifan Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do such great miracles. There weren't enough miracles in Mitzrayim. The Rabbanu Shalom had to do more miracles at Yamsuf. Says the Chasam Sofer. The Rabbanu Shalom was not just telling us for miracles. He was showing us, he was implanting us, implanting the Emunah in the Lev for Klal Yisrael. Maybe a person's going to see the Rishon. The Rishon maybe you're going to winning in Klal Yisrael. The Golus is so long and made me give up. And maybe you might come to think that the Rabbanu Shalom will not bring the Yeshua. Emes Enokin, it's not so, says the Chazam Sofer. The Rabbanu Shalom will take care of the Rishon, the Rabbanu Shalom will bring the Chesed down. But at the end of the day, the Chazam Sofer ends up so beautifully. Don't think it's just the door, it was for that generation, it's for our door. Something we can't understand. This is the kicker right here. When we look at the generation, when you look at the Gauls in 2021, you look at the Corona, and you look at the Gauls, the things that are going on here to Israel, another election, they can't get it together. And you're going to say, I just want to give up on the Gula. Says the Chasam Sofer, Lo Yisya Hashim in a Gula, don't give up from the redemption. Ki Yeshua Hashem Ka'arif Ayin. The bonus shams, the Yeshua can come in any minute. The same way the Rabbanu Shalom brought the Yeshua very quickly in Mitzrayim, so that we can bring the Yeshua here. And that's why the part we're going to say on Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem Yilchem Lachem, v'atem tachrishon. The Rabbonu Shom will fight for you. Yilachem, says the Chasam Sofer. His pashas, his loshem, his pashen osid. It should really say, Hashem lacham, lochem. Hashem lochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them. Yilachem is futuristic. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's exactly the point. Lohavin gam ashar golios. V'yesh lahamin basoch lev sheshchina imam. V'yisrael noshem ba'ashem tshuva soilomim. Why does it say Hashem Yilachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu would fight for you? Because they had emunah and that pitachon. And so the Rabbon Hashem is telling us, even when the gula looks long and even when things look hard, never give up. Yashem Yilachem, the Rabbon Hashem will be there to help you, to support you, to encourage you. At the end of the day, Shri Shal Pesach is something that is eternal. Like we saw from the Sasemis. Sasemis teaches at the end of the day, the same way the Zman Chirisenu is eternal, Kriyas Yamsuf, the emunah and the year is eternal, the Shach LaTorah is Vayomru. Ayomru is on that time during Kriyas Yamsuf. Lemor is on the Asid, and this is what the Belzer Rebbe said at the end of the day. It was Ledoros. It was going to be eternal. Elo Avur Adoros Habayim for our neshamas, for the Jewish people. And this is what the Chasam Sofer says: the Chizik Amuro Belev Yisrael Ledoros. That even when things look hard, we must never give up. That at the end of the day, Lo Yisyashim in the Gula. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Gula, Yeshua Hashem Kerev Ayin and Mitzrayim, so too He can bring the Gula. But now, and that's Hashem Yilchem Lachem Tachrishon Yilchem Zloshen Ovid Asid. Futuristic, the Rebbe Hashem can be able to will and is bringing the gula one step, and it might look long, says the Chasam Sofer, but the Rebbe Hashem kamamik, we can never give up. Ein shem yesh b'mechal, like Rabbi Nachman says, and Be'ez Hashem, like Rabbi Label Eger says, we said at the end of the day, but we stood by Yamsuf, Yamina b'Hashem and Moshe Avdo, and the Rabbi Label says that the koyach of Muna, that was the one who brought the Yeshua, the koyach of Muna, the koyach of simple faith in the Rebbe Hashem, that is exactly what brought the Yeshua. That's exactly about their salvation, like Rabbi Simon writes in Imre Baruch on the Haggadah as well, by Megillas Esther. The Pasuk says, Ahin Oymen Es Adasa, that he brought up, Mordechai brought up Esther, but Oymen is a lashon of Meshachah, says Rechem Nechaz Lashon. It's a lashon of bringing down, because when a person has a Muna, you mamish bring down Shefa, you bring down Bracha, you bring down blessing into your life. And this is the commander of the commander we have for them that will end with this. The commander of says, why is it that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Klaizot, stop davening? Stop davening. Why are you davening? A Jew's in trouble, you always daven. Says the commander of, sometimes davening is good, but sometimes you know what's even better? The Munu Bitachon, the Mesir Snefesh, the Nachshim and Aminodav, just jumping in, to see the Yeshuas, to see the Nisim, that all the sermon that we just quoted. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we believe in these Torahs, the more we'll be Be'ez Hashem see the Yeshuas for us and all types of Be'ez Hashem Shkoch.